Cap, J-Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago.
That's why I see emergency.
Shot. No shot. With Cap and J-Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app.
That's why I see emergency.
Shot. Or No Shot is brought to you by the great people at PointsBet Sportsbook at Hawthorne Racecourse. Teddy Greenstein and his staff cook up some amazing promos and name a bets for you. And the PointsBet Sportsbook is now open. My friend Ryan called me yesterday and said, hey, I went to the one at Prospect Heights. They had a tent outside. Just sign up right there. Done. Download their PointsBet app right now. Stop by either Hawthorne, Crestwood, or Prospect Heights and register your account. Good morning, Danny Zetterman.
Good morning, gentlemen. Happy Victory Monday.
Unless you're a Packer fan, that doesn't exist here.
Cap, today. I don't know if you know this or not, but the Chicago Sky won the WNBA championship. So
that's
it is
true.
Indeed a Victory Monday on the Cap and J-Hood show.
Good point.
The Sky win the WNBA championship. And by the way, there's a special podcast in the Cap and J-Hood feed right now where we hear from Rachel from our staff. Rachel was there at Wintrust. She has no voice. Last night, she's got no voice this morning because she was yelling and screaming for the Sky. She's been there to all the games and the playoffs. So we talked to Rachel. We hear from Candace Parker as well on the podcast. So right now on the Cap and J-Hood feed on the ESPN Chicago app. You're looking for your Sky coverage? We have it here on the show live this morning, but also last night. A nice long podcast right there on the Cap and J-Hood feed.
There you go. Take that. Danny.
So happy for them.
Gentlemen, to the Chicago Bears, who we've spent the majority of the first hour discussing. In the three games in which Bill Lazor has been calling the plays for the beloved, the team is averaging 19 points a game. 19 points a game, guys. Yesterday, aside from two solid drives, the offense once again was lifeless. I simply ask you, shot or no shot, offensive guru Matt Nagy takes control of the offense once again as the Bears prepare for the high-scoring Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the GOAT, Tom Brady.
Yeah, there's no shot. No shot. It's not going to happen. Look, it's like blaming. This is a shot at my partner, by the way. It's like blaming David Ross because the Cubs had a bad team this year. They got bad players. The Bears don't have enough talent, period. And I don't want this guy any longer than we have to influencing that young quarterback because I've seen enough to know that kid can play.
Well, you know, using that same metaphor, we'll just say the same thing for Matt. It's not Matt's fault. Matt just didn't have enough offensive talent.
He's been here 4 years.
Yeah?
The talent keeps changing. The scheme keeps sucking.
No, it's still Robinson as the head of the snake. He's still there. So they just have enough talent. So Matt probably should get extended.
No shot.
Well, this is why you hold people accountable. The David Ross thing is because you hold players and you hold managers and coaches and people in power accountable. Big boy market. Big boy standards.
Correct. But if you don't have a chance to win, Matt, hey, Matt, what do you want for a running back? I want David Montgomery. Got him. Who do you want for a receiver? I want Allen Robinson. Got him. Who do you want here? Got him. Mm-hmm. I want Robert Quinn on my team. Got him. Who do you want to draft? I want to draft Justin Fields. Done. At some point, it ain't working.
Yeah, Ryan Pace is at fault as well for that.
No question about it.
I mean, because he's the one that bags the groceries and brings the groceries home.
Completely agree with you. You can't miss on how many top tens? Kevin White, Leonard Floyd, Mitchell Trubisky. You can't keep missing there. Add in Shaheen. Who else did he take in the second round that didn't work out? Grasu in the third. Like, there's a bunch of high picks, man, that should be active and playing a role on this roster, and they're not.
So Nagy and Ross for extensions. And Colleton. So I would say...
He already got his.
Well, yeah. Deserved, right?
Yeah.
No deserved,
shot.
Right?
No shot.
No? So.
Boy, that hockey team sucks.
So,
Danny.
So, Danny, I would say my answer to that is no shot for the Tampa game, but he will be the coordinator again. He will be calling the plays again at some point this season. He can't help himself because there's going to be a free fall here for the Bears right into Thanksgiving, looking at the schedule. Danny.
Gentlemen, simple question, shot or no shot. 2021 is the last year Aaron Rodgers will, quote-unquote, own the Chicago Bears as a member of the Green Bay Packers.
That is a shot. Apparently, he was looking to move on, And boy, do you really want to be, do you want to really say, Cap, hey, I don't want to be here anymore, and then all of a sudden come back the next year?
Yes, I think he is going to come back the next year, because I think they're going to make sure that they continue to get his input. Things will change a little bit around there. They're keeping him.
No shot. He'll want to leave. But here, I'll be on your side only in this regard. I don't know what jobs are open, because if you are Aaron Rodgers, you don't want to go to Jacksonville. You don't want to go to some moribund franchise. You want to go someplace where you can win, right?
Correct.
That was supposed to be San Francisco.
Correct.
But they have Trey Lance and they have Garoppolo. So I don't know how that works now. Because if he does want to leave Green Bay, I don't know where else he wants to go that he thinks he can win a championship besides New England.
Boy, Miami is a nice place to live.
Boy, that's not a good outfit right now.
Wow.
Nice job there.
Talk about screwing up, taking Tua with a hip injury, and leaving Justin Herbert on the board. Jeez.
Get Abdallah so mad at you.
Remember when Abdallah was saying tank for Tua? Oh, God.
Well, it's an Alabama quarterback. But the Alabama quarterback that's actually pretty steady right now is Mac Jones. Even in a loss, I thought he was impressive the other night.
And he's yesterday. And Tua's okay. He's not horrific.
No.
But, my God.
But the injuries, though.
Yeah, no question.
Danny.
Gentlemen, Allen Robinson has 21 receptions for 234 yards and one touchdown. All those stats I mentioned are nowhere near the top of the wide receiver list, and when it comes to statistical categories. I ask you guys, gentlemen, shot or no shot, Allen Robinson is playing himself out of top 20 wide receiver money.
Can I phone a friend?
Sure.
Jeff Meller. I meant you, Jeff. What's up.
Yes, Hoodie. What's up, buddy?
What's up? Yeah, I'm talking to you.
I'm here, buddy.
I need you.
In spirit.
When I said friend.
I'm here in spirit, Hoodie.
It was late night baseball. You can't blame that. What's the matter with you? What's up? I mean you.
You know when JR's off, there's a lot of stuff, a lot of balls in the air, Hoodie.
If you're proud of the expression. Now, you all right, Cap?
I'm good.
I just want to ask the question from a fantasy standpoint, top 20, right? I've always tried to hold firm that Robinson's like top 10, and I can't do that now. So if we say top 20, is he a top 20 wide receiver, Jeff?
No.
Top 25.
There's a lot of good wide receivers in this league. I think what he's showing you is that he can be good, but no, he's not. I don't think he is commanding the money, you know, especially with his play here, that you need to get tied up in any long-term deal. I'm sorry, there's just so many good wide receivers coming in the draft every single year because of the proliferation of the spread offense around college football. Every year there's studs coming out. Look at Ja'Marr Chase already.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Correct.
And
now,
and to quote Field Yates, he just learned how to catch in August. And look what he's doing in the professional level.
Did you see the block he had on the Joe Mixon touchdown yesterday?
Yes, I did.
That was a guy engaged about getting guys into the end zone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he took that dude and shoved him to the ground.
I saw it.
And then let Mixon celebrate. And then they came over and embraced. And I'm like, how come we don't have a dude like that?
He would have shoved Eddie Jackson all the way to the locker room.
Yeah, Eddie Jackson. We'll get into Eddie Jackson. He should worry about other things. We'll get into that.
So that's a no shot, right? No shot.
I kept saying to you, I didn't think he was a top 10 receiver.
I was trying.
He is a very good football player. Yeah. This is not to denigrate the man's abilities. He doesn't have top-end speed. He isn't a top-end athlete. He's a good player.
But doesn't complain.
Correct. He just plays.
Yeah, so he doesn't complain when he could complain. He could bitch about how he's not getting the football, but he doesn't complain, but he's just not top 20. Don't tell his agent I told you that, but that's what it is.
Agreed.
Danny.
Gentlemen, with her two WNBA championships, most recent coming yesterday with the Sky, her two WNBA MVPs, her two NCAA titles, and a pair of Olympic gold medals, Candace Parker's legacy in hoops is extremely special. I ask you guys, shot or no shot, Candace Parker is the most successful basketball player to come out of our wonderful city.
Oh, that's a good one.
Successful player. To come out of our, you're talking all time.
All time, David.
That's a really great question. Damn it, Danny. That's a segment there. Okay.
Well, we can revisit.
That's really good. Yeah, because I didn't know where you're going with that. I thought you see, this is why Danny's is a genius. He did not just couch it to just women's basketball. He's talked about basketball all time.
Correct.
Men or women. Okay, so Isaiah Thomas is at the top of that, one of the top people in that list, right?
Mm-hmm.
Coming out of Chicago. I know that you want to put KG in there so bad, but sorry, he's from South Carolina.
How about George Mikan?
Who?
George Mikan.
Who do you play for?
The Minneapolis Lakers, DePaul. He's from Joliet. Who? Oh, and he won 5 NBA titles. 5. And he's considered to be Mr. Basketball. They named the famous drill all the big men do, the Mikan drill. George Mikan is right there.
Quinn Buckner could be on the list.
All right, let's get back to the Mikan. Okay. You're not a GN anymore, okay? Don't be bringing up these old names.
Everybody, just got to be fair.
Everybody who was guarding him was 5'11 with Coke bottle glasses and wearing a belt.
Hey, man, he can only play who he's playing against.
Get out of here with that Mikan. All right.
How about Quinn Buckner?
Now, Quinn Buckner,
two high school championships, yeah. The state championship. I mean, the two high school state titles. Won the NBA or the
NCAA
with
and
Indiana.
NBA.
Won the NBA and won the gold medal.
Okay. That's right up there. Isaiah's up there.
How many did Cassie Russell win?
But is anybody within the 80s that you could bring
Mark
in?
Mark Aguirre?
Yeah.
He's a great player.
Yeah. But Candace Parker, though, won the two high school championships with Naperville Central?
At least one. I'm not sure about two, maybe.
Okay. The championship.
At Tennessee.
Two, right, Danny, did you say?
Two NCAA championships, correct.
Okay, for Pat Summitt.
Yep.
Okay. One with the Sparks, one with the Sky.
Yep.
Olympic gold medalist.
Twice. She does everything in twos.
She's right there, man.
Well, this can we just put it this way? She brought home a championship that D. Rose and Jabari Parker and Dwayne Wade could not.
Correct.
Just saying. Like, all those Chicago people could not do that, and she brought a championship home. I think she's right there in the team photo.
No question about it.
I feel like we're missing someone. On the maybe not on the women's side, but definitely on the men's side.
Well, I mean, Dwayne Wade's list of accomplishments is great, but he never won an NCAA championship.
Correct. At Marquette.
He went to the Final Four.
Yeah.
And he lost to Kansas.
You remember the score of that game, Danny?
Yeah, Kansas just wiped the floor.
It was
with
like
them. 110-12.
Yeah, he had to twist the knife there. I like that.
He never faced a guy like Kirk Heinrich before. He didn't know what he was up against. That Dwayne Wade character.
That crap, Dan.
So
you know? Anthony Davis.
All right, that's enough of that.
I'm just, he's won the NBA title. All he won the college title.
Okay.
He was player of the year.
Okay.
Isaiah, for sure.
The big giraffe writhing in pain from perspectives.
Listen, I know that I'm the pettiest guy. I could be a petty guy sometimes. But shouldn't an Isaiah not be on the list because of the not wanting to shake hands?
I almost don't want to say
he's from here. That is just a horrible representation of who we as Chicagoans are.
He's more of a Chicagoan than a Piston. How about that?
Well, should have shaken hands.
Wow.
But you know what? I think Danny's right. Can we find someone with the accolades that can match the ace, Candace Parker?
I've got the list here. I'll go through it with you at break, and then we'll come back. And Eddie Jackson, because we're talking a lot of football, Eddie Jackson should worry about a whole lot more than a 7-time All-Pro, or 7-time Pro Bowler, 1-time first-team All-Pro named Lance Briggs. That's next.
David Kaplan. Jonathan Hood.
Welcome, fans. This is Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the new ESPN Chicago app.
And Jay Hood. Bears are owned by Aaron Rodgers. Can't argue with it. Aaron, you are correct. 22-5 lifetime. Hate to admit it. can't dispute it. That's unfortunate.
Sucks.
But, and we'll get back to our calls in a second. So, I do TV with the football after show on channel on NBC Sports Chicago with Olin Krutz, Alex Brown, and seven-time Pro Bowler Lance Briggs.
What channel is that on?
NBC Sports Chicago.
I see. Channel 200 on my TV.
There you go. Mm-hmm. On Xfinity. Mm-hmm. I think it's 665 on DirecTV. Yesterday on our show, Lance Briggs was talking about the play where Devontae Adams could have been taken to the ground and old number four, Eddie Jackson, couldn't get him down and missed the tackle. Here's Lance Briggs yesterday on our post game.
Eddie Jackson, you know, we've talked to this before, and his name keeps coming up for the wrong reasons. You know, his name keeps coming up for reasons as you are the safety. You are the last line of defense. When you come up and you make that hit on Devontae Adams and he gets past you, it's going to be a touchdown, kid. You have to make that play. Mm. Get him down by any means necessary. Don't care how you do it. Even if you shoot at the worst flag, still keeps him out of the end zone. But you got to find a way to get him down.
Okay, there's nothing unfair with what he said.
It's complete. You could play that any week, and usually Lance Briggs would be right about Eddie Jackson.
Correct. So he goes back through. This is how it's in this dude's head. Eddie Jackson at BoJack 4 goes back and finds a Pro Football Focus tweet from July 12 of 2011. That said, working through some three-year missed tackle data now. Nobody's missed more tackles in the past three seasons than Lance Briggs. And he tweets it with one of those, emojis. Okay, number one, the guy went to seven Pro Bowls. Seven! He was a first-team All-Pro as well. Eddie Jackson needs to worry about making tackles instead of looking like getting steamrollered. Than worrying about firing on Lance Briggs, who's gone to more Pro Bowls than that dude will ever go to.
It's unbelievable how petty Eddie Jackson is. Do you understand when you're in that spot, NBC Sports Chicago, Fox, CBS, NFL Network, whatever, you're there to give analysis. And all Lance Briggs is doing, he's not ripping Eddie Jackson as much as he is saying, hey, I've been there. Here's what you have to do in order to be successful in that spot. And Eddie Jackson, soft as hell, is going to go through tweets like some forlorn lover, going through tweets and trying to find a way to rip Lance Briggs.
Mm-hmm.
For real? You wish that you were as good as Lance Briggs. And again, he's next to Brian Urlacher. And so, of course, Lance Briggs was able to be part of a very dominant defense that got, I don't know, to the Super Bowl. How about that? Why don't you try that once? So your 50-50 play shows, right? Mm-hmm. And all Lance Briggs is trying to say is, hey, man, look, I've been there. Here's what you need to do in that spot. You can't take the analysis. You probably shouldn't be in football. Period.
By the way, Eddie Jackson has now deleted the tweet.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Because as Eric Lambert, Sports Mockery, who does a great job on the Bears beat, he's a very good follow. So Dove Kleiman is an NFL national reporter.
If that's really his name.
Exactly. He writes, great play by Devontae Adams here. He was out on the sidelines. It was not a touchdown, but what was this tackle attempt by Eddie Jackson? Horrible. Jackson used to be one of the top safeties in the league. Then there's the Lance Briggs that we just played for you. And, of course, he deleted the tweet. Here's the thing, Eddie. Yeah, Briggs did miss some tackles in his career, a lot of them. The problem is he also made more plays, a lot more plays. And as a seven-time Pro Bowler, it was one of the best to ever play his position in Bears history. Firing on him ain't going to score you points, BoJack.
Just play your position and get better at your position. I mean, here's Waddle going through his top 15 most important Bears. And, like, Eddie Jackson, I forgot the number that he was at, but he took offense to that as well, right? He doesn't, not even listening to the show, he just sees the tweets like, oh, I'm not the number one most important Bear? Well, F you. Like, pretty much, right? Firing on Waddle, like, for no reason.
Correct.
It's just, you know, I understand young people, they gravitate to their social media. But you don't have to take everything so seriously, man. If you're really locked in on your play, you're not scrolling through social media, going back to old tweets from 2011 to try to rip Lance Briggs.
Correct.
Who are you?
Agreed.
Who are you? 50-50. That's his name. 50-50.
Right.
50% of the time, we'll make a good play. 50%, it's the craps.
Awful.
Awful.
Get out of here, man. Awful. Jalen Johnson out there by himself. He is.
Right.
Come on, man.
Tayshaun Gibson yesterday, see him get steamrollered?
Yes, I did.
Get off of me. That was Aaron Rodgers.
Yes, I did. You know, so I don't know. By the way, sidebar, may I approach?
You may. Brought to you by Ankin Law. Our guy, Howard Ankin. 312-6 million.
You want... I didn't ask you to give the commercial, for God's sakes. What do you... The whole thing?
How do you get that awesome number?
He told us a great story how he got that. He had a bad number. Phones weren't ringing. Someone said, hey, this number's available if you want it. Bam! 312-6 million.
Well, the reason why I got that number, Danny, is because he realized he's in Chicago, and we love our commercials with the catchy jingle and catchy phone number.
He's correct.
Empire Carpets, Hudson 32700, all that stuff, yep. Right? So the catchy number always resonates in this city. So you got to have something that people always remember.
There you go. Well said.
Because I'm from here, you're from here, you know what that means to the
588-2300 Empire. Yep. Danny. All right, Hoodie. Whoever was talking.
Danny. Yes, Cap.
Never mind.
He was high last night.
He had to be stoned out of his mind.
He's
pulling bong loads.
Nope. He's having a rough morning.
Nothing.
Nonetheless, second quarter, the Bears inside their 30. What an odd sequence. Do you remember this?
Yes.
Late in the second quarter. Could you explain to me, Cap? I mean, the Bears should have had at least 3 points in that spot, right? Should have had at least a field goal.
Yes.
There was a sack. There was a challenge. And then that. It's just an odd sequence in the final minute. What's going on there? Do you remember? Like, I got to go back and look at the chart. But you do recall, like, there was a timeout that was shouldn't have happened. There was a challenge. What's going on there?
And he won the challenge, but he'd already used the timeout. Like,
yes. Why? What happened there?
Like, they spotted the ball, and he felt that was a bad spot. And he won.
Yes.
Why did you need a timeout? What's the point then?
Yes.
Because they then picked it up on 4th and 1 anyway.
I'm just going through my notes and looking at this game, and I'm just like, this is why there are some that question the clock management of Nagy or the lack of timeouts or when to use them. He's not very good with that, is he?
No. Jeff, do you remember that?
Yes. No, and I immediately, before he even challenged, I was going, don't challenge, don't challenge, don't challenge. Because here's the thing. You need to understand that in 2021, most NFL teams, I would say probably 90 to 95% of them, have figured out that on 4th and short, you're probably going to go. And granted, it would have been huge if the defense could have come up with a stop, right? Yeah. But what is the risk-reward in that situation? You're asking a lot of your defense to come up with a stop because you know the Packers are going to go for it if it's 4th and short in that situation, right? And Rodgers just took it and snuck it, right, on the next play.
Right.
That was, like, almost always going to be the result. And so you're, first of all, you're not wasting a challenge, but you're making sure that the next challenge you actually go ahead and throw, if one comes about later in the game, you have to get it right, correct?
Yes.
Because now that's your second challenge. So it's kind of like wasting a challenge because you don't know if the next time you challenge, you're going to be correct. You hope you'll be right, but you never know. So I hate wasting a challenge on a play like that because it's still early in the game too. Like, I don't think he completely understands how to use that.
It's just bad rhythm, I thought, offensively. The whole sequence, Jeff, like there, you're inside the third. I thought the Bears at least could get three in that spot, and they did not. So I just didn't like the way that looked because it looked like the Bears were out of sorts.
There were four trips into their territory. If you make 4 field goals, guess what? You win.
Yeah.
Not good.
Not opportunistic enough to get that done.
All right, we got a ton of calls. Our guy Derek in Brooklyn, we got a whole bunch. We're going to go right to the phones. We're just going to roll through calls, so be ready to go. It's all coming up next.
Take that.
Did you know the arrow in Amazon's logo represents A to Z? Maybe the My Computer Career logo should represent unemployed to employed. Ryan was out of work when he started classes in March, and in September, he started his IT career working for Amazon, making more money than he ever thought possible. Here's a prime opportunity. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Cap J Hood.
Follow on Instagram at Cap J Hood.
This is ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
with, man. He never ceases to amaze me.
What did I say wrong? What did I say wrong, Cap? Cap?
Welcome back on Cap and Jay Hood. Nice to see the awesome Tracy Butler stop by the studio. Now that's right.
Okay, now you're just going to ignore your partner. Why are you going to ignore me? I'm your friend. Hey, man, listen. If you don't want me around, I'll be glad to go home and catch up on Squid Games.
You already watched all nine.
I'll go back and watch it just to get away from you.
I love you.
No.
You just say things at times I'm like, where did that come from?
What did I say wrong?
I won't bring that to the air.
Okay. All right. I don't think I said anything
probably
wrong.
A good decision.
Well, based on what I read in the papers these days, maybe that is a good decision.
Exactly. 312-332-3776. Back to the phones.
Yeah, and by the way, we'll be simulcasting with the mix soon. Go ahead.
Oh, God. Let's go to Derek in Brooklyn. Hey, Derek, what's up, man?
Yo, what's up? Good morning. How y'all doing?
How you doing?
What's up, man?
I'm very disappointed. But, Cap, I just want to throw this out there to piggyback off of some coaching candidates. I'm interested in Joe Brady. But here's two other names to see if you maybe agree or disagree. Jack Del Rio and Anthony Lynn. I'll hang up. Love you guys. Go Bears. We're going to do it next week. I'm going to hang up and listen. Love you guys. Take
all
it
right,
easy.
Man.
Appreciate you, Derek.
We're going to do it next week against Tampa. No shot.
I don't think I'm not so. Even,
have you seen an early line on that yet?
12.5.
No.
12.5.
For real?
12.5.
Wow.
And we're not the favorite. Wow. Just letting you know.
Holy bleep.
Right.
12.5. Well, I mean, Brady's turning the clock back.
Yes.
And offensively, they are a machine right now.
They are.
I never thought I'd say those words. 12.5. Holy. Okay.
It's a lot of points.
Well, when he can't score, that's what the line's going to be.
Correct.
So, okay. So he said Jack Del Rio or Anthony Lynn. Lynn will coach again. I'm not sure if Jack will.
Jack had two bites at the apple already.
Yes.
Oakland?
Jacksonville.
Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Yeah, no interest in Jack Del Rio for me.
Anthony Lynn will coach again.
I would have interest.
Mm-hmm.
I like Todd Bowles very much.
Yes.
I hear great things about Bieniemy, Byron Leftwich, Brian Daboll. I don't care what position the man holds. You could be a special teams coach, John Harbaugh, Mike Ditka. You could be a defensive coach, Mike Tomlin, Bill Belichick, Sean McDermott,
yeah.
Pete Carroll, all defensive guys.
I'm sure Leslie Frazier will get another bite of the apple.
He will.
At some point.
So I don't. It has to be an offensive guy. Stop. Just get the best leader of 53 men who can then empower his offensive coordinator and his defensive coordinator and put a scheme together that we can dominate the North.
NFL-friendly quality offense, like we saw in the first quarter.
Correct.
I'd like to see more of that, but it's about a personnel thing. Now, again, there's a number of positives that we could take out of the game, Cap, like the Bears got to the they were able to get it to the tight end, get it to Komet more than a couple times. I think he finished with four.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's a step in the right direction. Ran the football well. Offensive line held up well enough.
Yep. It's not enough points.
Yeah. You cannot score like that. It's going to happen again up on Sunday against Tampa.
What about Ryan Day?
Sure. I'm sure he'll be up for a job.
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
And he obviously knows how to utilize Justin. And he's well-liked in the room. Mm-hmm. And he's supposedly a great recruiter. So he obviously has that personality that might work. There are certain – Todd Bowles, I hear great things about as a guy.
I get it.
As a coach. He was in a bad situation in Arizona. So
just keep something in mind, my friend. Just keep something in mind. Like, these names are good. And I like Todd Bowles. Ed'd be on one of the top guys on my list, too, at least top three, right? Mm-hmm. Remember, when you put on that blue and orange hat, all of a sudden you become a dummy.
Correct.
And correct. So you used to say that about the Cubs. You put the C on your head, all of a sudden you're just not as smart.
Correct.
You know, that's what I used to say. And same thing with the Bears, right?
Right.
You put on that C, and all of a sudden, you don't have the support within the organization that you thought you would. Then your drafts aren't very good. And all of a sudden, you are just immersed in the same thing that we've seen for years. Strong defensive team and a lousy offensive team.
Correct. That's where we're at.
We're waiting for someone to break through that abyss of, you know, coaches that just got sucked in with a good defense and no offense.
To go back to the phones, and Mike on the south side. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Good show.
Thanks, Mike.
Okay, now, I'm not saying it was going to win them the game, but and you are absolutely right, we do need to score more points. But don't you think the Bears had a couple of possessions taken away from them? The interception in the end zone, they clearly jumped offside.
Yes.
And also, the kid feels he asked for timeout and didn't get it.
Correct.
Now, like I said, not saying it was going to win them the game, but they wasn't giving those they took those possessions from the Bears, and we don't know what would have happened.
Well, let's look at it this way.
Well, thanks, Mike. Appreciate you, buddy.
If you're relying on those two plays to help you win, you're not a good football team. The Bears had to be perfect offensively in order to win that game against the Packers. It just wouldn't happen.
I also did not like the penalty they called on Mario Edwards. If you watch the playback, Rodgers is holding on to his face mask when he's laying on the ground, and Mario Edwards is pointing in his face. And, of course, they don't throw a flag on the GOAT for holding his face mask or just separate him, which is what I think they should do. No, 15 yards Mario Edwards for pointing at the GOAT. You cannot ask men to play with testosterone and rage and edge. We need to have some edge and fire. Oh, he pointed at Aaron, so he gets a 15-yard flag. That's just bad. The whole taunting thing around the league, bad.
Well, that's the National Football League. Yep. Soft as Charmin. Soft.
Well said.
However, how many penalties does Mario Edwards have to realize that he's got to be in control of himself? You know that that's coming.
Three.
That's three in two games. If you want to be out of control, play for the freaking Raiders. Okay?
Good point.
Because now, as I explained to you earlier, Cap, even if you feel like he's in the right, now he's targeted by officials. Don't you know the officials saw that last week? You know what they saw? They saw two penalties. They go, we need to watch this guy. What's going on with him?
Watch 97.
Just watch him now. He might be out of control. And the first moment that he was able to go after Rodgers, pointing in 15 yards because taunting is not allowed in the league. So you've got to be in control. You may not like that, and Bears fans may not like that, but that's the league today. It's not just the games that we see with the Bears. It's across the league. You cannot touch. You cannot taunt the specialty players in this league. This is why I enjoy my Saturdays, because I don't have to deal with this crap. I watch Sundays because you and I have got to talk about it. But on Saturdays, that I've seen hits, and I've seen taunting that's never called in college.
Never.
Never. But in the NFL, you can't do anything. So I understand the point. But Edwards has to understand three penalties for unsportsmanlike in two games. That's unacceptable, knowing that this is the rule in the league.
Let's go back to the phones. 312-332-3776. James is in Gurnee. Hey, James, what's up, Sparkles?
Good morning, boys. Long time no talk. How are you?
How are you?
Hey, James.
Dude, man, I gut punched yesterday. I'm so sick and tired of watching the Packers beat them, Aaron Rodgers situation. But having said that, man, I mean, I got all fired up texting on a text chain, calling Justin Newton, got everybody fired up. I think it was more of just me being upset.
Wow.
I was just being upset. I figured the kid, I know he's young, I figured he'd be progress a little bit more where he's at. But having said that, I think it was more just an emotional moment. What bothered me was Justin's attitude after the post game. I didn't like it. It's Jay Cutlerish, and then when he asked that question about that boot, that naked boot, when Allen Robinson was wide open, he said, "That's not where my eyes were supposed to be. That's not where." Well, that's telling me right there he's not ready to play football. That's all I needed to hear.
Hold on a second, James. That was not part of his progressions on that play. The way it was designed, his eyes are. I'm looking there. Now, would a veteran quarterback maybe scan the field a little more differently?
Yeah, I think so. I think you're right. I think yesterday was just, Cappy, I think I'm just sick and tired of watching the Packers run it in our tushish, man. That's where it came down to. I guess I just thought, and I don't like the play calling. In the middle of the field, if you guys, I DVR the game. I watched it. If you guys get a chance to DVR that game, watch the middle of the field was wide open all day. It was wide open all day. And then they ran one little boot to commit when they went opposite. I don't see them doing anything, dragging people across. When you have a good running game and you can boot, they don't drag anybody across. And it always seems to me like the Bears never go back to a play that worked. That commit play worked on one of them third downs. They never go back to something that works when it comes to something that they find, it seems like. I just think that whole offensive scheme, it's the offensive line too, boys. They run block, but I mean on that last play with Justin Gutt, they double teamed 97 and he still sacked them.
Yeah,
and Justin's gonna learn to step up inside. So I just think it was more of just watching the Packers kill it.
Yeah, and I and thanks for the call, James. I loved Justin's acerbic attitude at the post. I loved it. He's ticked. He said, how many times there? I have to be better.
Yeah.
He is not a guy who deflects blame. Well, if Jonathan would block better, or if this guy. No. I have to be better. And then when Hub asked him that question about the speed,
yeah.
No. And he left.
Yes.
I loved it. I loved it.
Yeah, everybody can't be like, you know, blaming himself. He blamed himself. He didn't blame others like Dan Campbell does that with the Lions.
Correct.
Yeah, blame Jared Goff. Now, I'm going to cry one week, and I'm going to blame my quarterback the next.
It's a train wreck there. All right, we'll continue your calls. If you're holding, we're coming to you. Bears calls next.
Captain Jay Hood. Jay Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch us and join the chat. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago on twitch.tv or the Twitch app.
Yes.
I just checked the line on the game. Again, it was 12 and a half. It's moved.
To?
13 and a half.
Ah, just from the conversation.
The last seven times, the Bears have been at least a 13 and a half point underdog.
Yeah.
2-4-1.
Wow.
2-4-1.
Wow.
Not good, man.
By the way, sir, I'm sure we all noticed this, but I noticed this in the 12 o'clock noon window, all the favorites won.
Yeah, Vegas got crushed
they
yesterday.
They took a bath. Because usually, if you're just a occasional gambler, you'll just side with the favorites. All the favorites won in the noon window.
Correct.
Wow.
Correct. Yeah, absolutely right. Vegas got destroyed.
They deserve it.
Take that.
They deserve it.
Guess you can't service your marble temples that they have out in Vegas for a while.
Just for a second.
For
just,
a week.
Just for the noon window, that is for sure.
For a week. 312-332-3776. Let's go to Billy in Elmhurst. Billy, what's going on, Sparkles?
All right. Hey, what's up, Cap?
What's up?
All right. I got to admit one thing. I'm a Packer fan, and I want to say good game. Don't want to rub it in, but the refs kind of had me questioned a couple times. I think they were both around the third quarter. The one where I think one of the Bears' offensive guys ended up getting a face to the mask. I don't understand how that didn't get called. And the one Adams touchdown that got taken away, like his foot was clearly on the green, on all green.
He was clearly out of bounds. We had a different look at TV. He was clearly out of bounds.
All right. I wish you best of luck. I'm a big fan of you, Cap, and I'll see you. I'll call next time.
All right. Good luck to you and your Packers. 312-332-3776. Go to Nesby. Hey, Nesby, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
How are you?
Nesby?
Hey, all right, man. Hey, I don't know if I'm watching the same game as everybody else, but I swear Cody Whitehair is giving me Gabe Kareemy vibes. He was getting shoved, I mean, literally manhandled and shoved by Clark. Had Clark looking like Aaron Donald all Sunday. A lot of the reason why Justin Fields didn't have time is because his ass was in Justin Fields' face every single time he dropped back to pass. Mm-hmm. Not only that, but what also was pissing me off, look, everybody wants to be high on Sean Desai. That's great. But, man, we can't let the Packers kill us with Aaron Jones and a damn screen pass. All day, every day. When it seemed like they was in dire straits, that was their go-to. It was either Aaron Jones or the other Rodgers kid lining up in the backfield, coming out in the damn screen pass. People wonder why Roquan Smith does not get national recognition and then wants to compare him to Devin White. You can't do that. Devin White eliminates Aaron Jones. Every time Tampa Bay played Green Bay, Aaron Jones doesn't do that. You want to know why? Because Devin White has the foot speed. Roquan don't have that foot speed, man. He looks fast.
Right.
He don't have that sideline foot speed that Devin White has to eliminate a play like that. We was getting killed off that. Every single play, when they need to go to the well, Aaron Jones screen pass.
Yeah, and we appreciate your call. And you're talking about A.J. Dillon is the guy, other guy in the backfield who's a beast.
Yeah, he had 11 carries for 59 yards.
Yeah, he would get ahead of steam up and, you know, second and three. I mean, they're in second and short.
Yeah, you gave up 159 yards on the ground. That's not good enough.
Correct.
You did not stop the run yesterday.
Correct. And when you got it to 17-14, you get a stop there, you never know what happens. That's you right. Let them go 75 yards and ram it down your throat. Game over. Michael's in, no, let's. Matt is in Streamwood. Hey, Matt, what's up?
Captain J. Hood, good morning. I'm calling in regard to Ryan Pace's tenure as GM, his record against the Packers is 2-11. 2-11 against the Packers. And even the Detroit Lions during his tenure are 5-8 against the Packers. So we are going the opposite way. Even the Lions are doing better against Aaron Rodgers than us. Mm-hmm. And he has a losing record in every season except for one during his tenure. And he's been 8-8 the past couple of years. So what I'm asking is, I know owner George, that his biggest passion and his number one drive is to beat the Packers and for someone to bring it to his attention that his GM is failing him. And he's 2-11 during his tenure.
Yeah. All right, we'll address
appreciate the call. Thanks,
no,
man.
No, you're right. And again, the reason why that our senses are heightened, the reason why that we feel this way, it's not just because it's the Packers. It's these are measuring stick games, Cap. Mm-hmm. When you take on the best in your division year in and year out, you want to feel like that you can measure up. You feel like that you can be able to take them on head on. And Aaron Rodgers, I know, is the difference maker in all of this. But, man, it's like the Bears' offense are just two or three steps behind. Again, the defense was, I would say, like middle of the road, like B minus C. Is it maybe B minus C?
Yeah.
Something like that, maybe.
C plus.
So I mean, but again, it just was not enough. Aaron Rodgers is just a big difference maker. This is like LeBron holding down the East or holding down the Central against the Bulls, right? Who didn't love Derrick Rose and Joakim Noah and all those guys? But LeBron was a difference, you know, and the same thing here. Aaron Rodgers is the difference in this rivalry. And before that was Brett Favre. And the Bears don't do anything about it.
Correct.
Nothing.
They are the hammer. We are the nail. 312-332-3776. I own you. I own you. That's exactly what he said. Aaron, in the corner. I own you. You'll hear it. Did he just take this rivalry up a notch, if you can do that? That is in exactly 2 minutes. And follow ESPN 1000 Chicago on Twitch. Watch us live and join the chat. Sponsored by 3Chi.